You're listening to Stoke FM, broadcasting in Revelstoke at 92.5 FM. Here's a news update. British Columbia gave royal assent to sweeping legislation at the end of October that will change how short-term rentals operate in the province. Paul Simon is Revelstoke's lead planner.
And these are, and I don't say this lightly, they're unprecedented and they're probably the most substantial legislative changes in BC's history with respect to planning.
Aaron Orlando is a councillor.
That's the intent here, is for housing, housing, housing. And that's what the provincial government is steering us toward.
So how will the changes affect Revelstoke? We don't know yet. Simon, in mid-November, outlined some key parts of the legislation. One is that the new law gives the city the ability to increase maximum fines from $1,000 to $3,000 a day. BC will require people operating short-term rentals to sign up to a registration system the province is creating. Simon understands that this will start at the end of 2024. BC will create a provincial enforcement branch to support the implementation of the legislation. Simon understands this will look like the residential tenancy branch. Another part of the new law is that if a person is advertising a short-term rental on any platform and they don't have a business license, the municipality can request they remove the advertisement. Another part of the new law relates to changes to what's called the lawful non-conforming protection, specifically for short-term rentals. I'll let Paul Simon explain that one.
So lawful non-conforming relates to grandfathered, is the non-technical term for it. So essentially, if someone was operating a short-term rental before the city had any regulations with respect to short-term rentals, and they were deemed to be compliant at the time, and then the city implements new bylaws that would bring them out of their compliance status, this legislation would no longer allow them to have protections to be grandfathered into the current framework. So they would need to abide by any changes that the city then makes.
All of these changes coming down from the province that I've mentioned so far apply to Revelstoke. The city of Revelstoke is a resort municipality, so that means it's currently exempt from what's called the permanent residency requirement. Council has to decide if it wants to opt into this part of the law.
What this requirement would do is it would require anyone who is operating a short-term rental within the city to only be able to operate it out of their principal residence. So that is defined in the legislation as the place that you spend the majority of your time. So for instance, if you own two properties, you live at one for 7 months out of the year and the other one for 5 months, the one that you're living at for 7 months out of the year could then be rented as a short-term rental without you there for the remainder of the 5 months of the calendar year. So that is a decision that is certainly going to have to be made.
This new legislation from BC is called Bill 35. City staff are going to prepare a report regarding the new law. Staff will present it in January at a special committee of the whole meeting. The city will then hold a public information session regarding adopting the provincial legislation. For more on this and all our stories, go to the news section of our website, stokefm.com.